This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In the minutes leading up to the deadline for candidates to file for office on Wednesday, March 4th, Republican U.S. Senator Steve Daines waited until 2 minutes to the deadline to withdraw his candidacy, and the U.S. Attorney for Montana, Kurt Almy, with minutes to spare to the deadline, filed for the seat. Almy resigned as U.S. Attorney to run for the U.S. Senate, and so the former Assistant U.S. Attorney, Tim Roscoe, is now acting U.S. Attorney for Montana. Tim Roscoe is a 20-year prosecutor for the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Montana and will act on an interim basis. Kurt Almy's surprise candidacy came less than 8 minutes before the state filing deadline and in the same moments that Republican U.S. Senator Steve Daines withdrew his election campaign, torching the script for what was expected to be a surefire bid for Daines' third term. Almy was required to resign his federal position because the Hatch Act of 1939 prohibits federal employees, such as federal prosecutors, from political activities like campaigning for office to make sure they don't wield power in that office for political gain. Almy was appointed U.S. Attorney for Montana during President Donald Trump's first term and reappointed last year after Trump took office for his second term. While President Joe Biden was president in between Trump's two administrations, Almy worked briefly as Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte's state budget director. During President Biden's administration, Biden had appointed former Democratic state lawmaker Jesse Laslovich to U.S. attorney. In 2025, upon Trump's re-election, Laslovich, as a Biden appointee, was removed from the job. Laslovich was reportedly working at his government-issued laptop when the machine shut down on its own. Montana is getting its own March Madness-style showdown, but this bracket is all about places, not basketball. Montana is called the last best place, and the Montana Historical Society has launched Montana Madness, a tournament-style bracket designed to determine Montana's best place. The 16 contenders are arranged by region. In central Montana, three sites, Charles M. Russell Home and Studio in Great Falls, the First People's Buffalo Jump State Park in Ulm, Fort Benton National Historic Landmark in Fort Benton. In Glacier Country, the Going to the Sun Road in Glacier National Park and the CSKT Bison Range on the Flathead Reservation. In Missouri River Country, the Fort Peck Dam in Valley and Macomb Counties, and the Daniels County Courthouse in Scobie. In southeast Montana, the Little Bighorn Battlefield National Monument, also called the Monument of the Battle of the Greasy Grass, the Pictograph Cave State Park in Billings, and Medicine Rocks State Park in Carter County. In southwest Montana, the Bannock State Park in Beaverhead County, Lewis and Clark Cavern State Park in Jefferson County, the Anselmo Mine in Butte, and the Grant Coors Ranch in Deer Lodge, and in Yellowstone Country, the Three Forks of the Missouri in Gallatin County and Bear Creek in Carbon County. The Montana Madness Tournament Bracket will rank the 16 iconic locations from around the state to compete head-to-head throughout the month of March, with winners advancing until one location is crowned the overall winner, the best place. Voting is now open at mhs.mt.gov/playMontanaMadness. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.